Hi, everybody. My name is Melissa Campanelli, and I'm Editor-in-Chief of Retail Online Integration, and I want to welcome you to today's live ROI webinar, How to Boost Your E-Commerce Sales This Holiday Season, sponsored by Dymo and Disha. From Black Friday to Kwanzaa, the holiday shopping frenzy offers a potential feast for e-commerce sellers in the know. In today's lively webinar, prepare for the holiday oohs, ahs, and uh-ohs with John Lawson, an award-winning social media strategist, and find out how the holiday season can be your most lucrative. Lawson will offer tips for laying out your search strategy, hunting for holiday keywords, and extending your growth with promotional ideas to fuel sales throughout the year. Before we get started, however, let me point out a few quick tips about how to make the most of today's live webinar. First, if you have any technical difficulties, please troubleshoot by clicking on the help widget at the bottom of the console marked with a question mark, or let us know via the Q&A box. You can use the Q&A box to submit your questions to today's panelists. We'll be addressing select questions at the end of the hour, but you can send them in at any time. Also, please make sure to turn off any pop-up blockers on your computer so that you can use all of the widgets and bells and whistles on this console. And speaking of bells and whistles, please click on the Tips for Attendees widget below to learn what all of the widgets on this console can do and how you can customize your experience today. Before John gets started, let me introduce you to Jessica Foth, the Product Marketing Manager at Dymo and Disha. Take it away, Jessica.
Thanks, Melissa. Hi, everyone. As Melissa mentioned, I'm a product marketing manager here at Dymo and Disha, and we are a technology partner and the leading PC postage vendor of the U.S. Postal Service. We provide shipping and mailing software solutions that allow our customers to access the great rates of the USPS while increasing efficiencies so they spend less time shipping and more time growing their business. We're really excited to sponsor this webinar because the topic is one we know is incredibly important to our customers, and the information will really help online sellers move their businesses forward. And with that, I'm pleased to introduce our presenter, John Lawson. As founder and CEO of Third Power Outlet, an online retail clothing and accessories store, John has sold millions of dollars in merchandise, achieved platinum eBay power seller status, and is a top-rated Amazon merchant with more than 250,000 transactions online. Named a Small Business Influencer of the Year for 2011 by smallbiztrends.com and Savviest in Social Media by Startup Nation in 2009, John has garnered 54,000 Twitter followers and 320 views on YouTube. Additionally, he's the founder of the E-Commerce Group, a Facebook group focused on e-commerce business, and president of Colder Ice Media, a multi-channel content production company focused on e-commerce education. John, thanks so much for joining us. I'll turn it over to you for some great holiday selling tips.
Awesome sauce. Hey, guys, thanks a lot for coming out and hanging out with us. And so let's just really get into the meat of this and what you're here for. You want to get ready for the holiday season. And you know what? It's really weird because this year, you know, just because of the way the calendar works, it's next week is – the big week, you know, and so we're really just trying to make sure that we get back to the basics and make sure all of our basic stuff is in place so that we can be prepared for everything that's going to happen in just a week, maybe, and 2 days. I mean, so it's, I can't believe this, get ready for your turkey, all that kind of good stuff. So I'm sure you're probably asking John Lawson, who, I'm the black guy in those slides, that's me. All right. Yeah, I was named Savviest in Social Media. I was like business, home-based business of the, millennium site. No, it wasn't the millennium. But, I mean, you know, MSN came out and did it. I was on TV for an American Express commercial. It was really cool. You know, I've been on Fox 5. And then, you know, I was named one of the small business influencers last year. So that's the reason why you should actually listen to maybe something that I say. But more than anything, it's just about really getting your brain right. Because if you listen to something for an hour and you get just one thing, just that one thing that will up your conversion 1, 2, 3%, because, you know, we're in e-commerce. We have low conversion rates anyway from everybody that comes out and visits our site. We're usually like a 5% or less for conversion. If you get 1%, one thing that changes your business, 1%, 2%, you're going to see a huge amount of money in your pocket, especially at this time. So the first thing we want to talk about is setting expectations. The real deal is you want to make sure that your customer understands exactly what the delivery times are going to be during this holiday season. Don't just go along with the standard that you always have. You know, we always, all of our websites, and no matter if you're on your own platform, if you're on the Amazon or the eBay, they always have some expected delivery time information. But during the holiday season, you want to enhance that with some above-the-fold communication. Now, that when I say above-the-fold, it doesn't have to have all your terms there, but at least have a button that talks specifically about your holiday shipping times. Use that kind of a terminology, holiday shipping times, Christmas shipping, you know, speed, all of that kind of stuff, and make sure it's above-the-fold so people can understand it and see it, all right? Now, it says here, close to the buy button. Here's the thing that a lot of people might miss. If the most important thing on a web page is the buy button when you're on a landing page. So when people, when you want people to see something that's very important, the closer you put it to the buy button, the more likely they are to see it. So it doesn't have to be right on top of the buy button or whatever, but I'm just saying, you know, have it above the fold, as close as possible to the buy button, all right? And then if you've got an email list, you know, or you ask for their email, normally we do, make sure that you also put these expectations directly in that email status update. Normally we say things, you know, that are pretty normal. Okay, your package has been shipped. But during this time of the year, because sometimes shipping speed is a little bit extended, so I usually take the opportunity to let people know, hey, the shipping is a little bit extended because of the holiday season inside of my email update. So I'm resetting their expectation. So you give them the expectation first when they buy the product. Then when you ship the product, reset that expectation because their clock starts counting every time you let them know that something else is happening in the shipping cycle. You see what I'm saying? So it's like if you don't talk to them from the time that they push that button, then they're already, once they push that button, they start counting right there. You know how you have that two-day shipping time, and as soon as they push that button at, what, midnight on day one, 12:01, they're talking about, well, that's 2 days ago. No, it's not, bro. You just did this 5 minutes ago. I don't care, you know? So what helps is when you actually give them some kind of email information to reset their clock on how long that actual shipping time is going to be. All right? And I guess that goes right into over-deliver on the promise. You've heard the saying, you know, under-promise and then over-deliver. A lot of times, too, during the holiday season, I will pad my expectation for shipping. If I know that shipping from where I'm at in Atlanta, Georgia, over to Tennessee is really basically a 1 or 2 day shipping. It's the next state over in using USPS or UPS or FedEx. I know it's going to automatically just be there by ground in 2 days. I will always pretty much let them know, hey, your item will be there in 2 to 3 days. And what happens when it gets there on the actual delivery time of 2 days, they're just like, wow, he's so fast. Why is he fast? Because I told him it would probably be 3 days. You know, so sometimes you want to over-deliver on the promise, and how you do that is make sure you set the expectation with enough window and time so that when you actually do deliver, it seems like it's a little bit faster. All right? I know. Whatever. This is just something we do. That's our business. So fourth quarter, look at these numbers, man. I mean, 2010, we're talking about between in the month of November. You know, the month of November is when people start buying it. You'll see it right now. You're seeing it right now probably every Monday from this day or this weekend forward. Every Monday on e-commerce, you're going to have bigger and bigger numbers all the way through the holiday season. You know, it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and then it tapers off during the week. But look at these numbers in terms of how much customers have been spending. You know, from 2010 to 2011, we've seen a 15% increase in the amount of money being spent during this time in the holiday season. Our biggest days for online is not Black Friday. Of course, we all know that. It's really Cyber Monday. And just look at that. Even though Cyber Monday has had a percentage increase year over year of 22%, look at what Black Friday is doing. So what we're seeing now with these kind of numbers is that people are not actually just waiting for that Cyber Monday deal. They're actually looking online for some of that Black Friday action now. So they're looking for deals on Friday as well as Monday. Think about trying to put some – because I remember myself probably in 2009, 2010, I really just avoided Black Friday. I was like, well, everybody's going to be out, you know, shopping with the brick and mortars. But we're seeing now that the trend is that that's not the case. They're looking everywhere, and you want to be in front of them if they're looking for some deals, all right? So let's talk about your keywords. How do you find the keywords that people are looking for, you know? Now, I like to use different tools. Of course, you can use Google's keyword search. But what you are looking for when you're looking for the keyword, you're looking for the phrase match at this time that people are trying to find, okay? Whatever your product is, look for the search, not just for that term specifically, but what can we get in a 3 to 5 keyword phrase that people are actually looking for during this time, all right? So try to identify those keywords. Start getting your pay-per-click ready week after week. If you're doing PPC advertising, you want to start going ahead and preloading a lot of those campaigns right now so you're hands-off when the time rolls around for those type of campaigns to go forward. There's nothing worse than having a Black Friday campaign on Cyber Monday showing up in your pay-per-click. So take the time right now to go ahead and preload all that stuff so you can just flip it on, you know, right after Black Friday's over. You can flip on the Cyber Monday, you know, stuff so you're not sitting around waiting, you know, or it's like, you know, get up Monday morning and like, oh, darn, I forgot about that. Well, you know, people were looking for Cyber Monday deals Saturday and Sunday. So as soon as Friday's over, let's flip these over to Monday, all right? ABT, always be testing. You got to test. If you don't test, you don't know, you know? So this year, start testing some of the things, and what you'll be able to do is that next year you will be able to do a lot of predictive stuff based on the test that you ran this year. So it's not bad to test. We've got these kind of tools and techniques that allow us to test many things, so go ahead and use that so that data will be there for us in 2013. And we'll talk more about why you do things this year for next year. All right? Start your spy research. Yeah, I love. Have you seen the movie yet, 007? Spying is cool, all right? But what you want to be spying on is the competition. If you don't look at your competition constantly, you never know what's really going on in your industry. Your industry is based on you and all your competitors. So start looking at what they're doing. What are some of the campaigns that they're about to run? How about even people that are not your direct competitors but might be your brick and mortar, not necessarily competitors, but, you know, they do it offline. We're doing it online. How can we take some of the tactics and techniques that they are using offline and just massage them a little bit so we can use them on our web stores? That's a great place to go and get ideas, all right? I say here about filling in all the blanks. What I mean by that is if you're on any of these marketing platforms like the Amazon or the eBays, you know, this is the time of the year to start filling in all the blanks. You know how we have listed things through, let's say, the spreadsheet or something, and maybe the spreadsheet doesn't have all the columns that if you go in through the manual process, they have a few more extra selective places. What you want to do is take the time right now to fill in all the selective places that you couldn't fill in automatically. Why? Because these things will factor in to search and ranking on these platforms. Amazon has things like the keywords, and they got the platinum keywords, and they've got who it's for. Is it unisex? Is it children? Is it boys, girls? all of those kind of things that we kind of just skip over. Now is the time to go ahead and get people on it and say, fill in all those blanks, because we want to get as much traffic this time of year as possible. And I say it right now, if you do it just one time, you get paid on that kind of effort forever. So it's worth the time right now to do that. And I think a lot of us have those same kind of options in our web stores in the back end that we kind of ignore. But if we put all of the search terms in there and the search strings in there, people that use our search boxes will be able to find the product that they're actually looking for. So do that. Do it once and get paid on that kind of effort forever. All right? Get ready for the drama. There's going to be drama. Things just don't fit, okay? The color is not the same color on everybody's monitor, you know? We get it. I get it. And another thing is that a lot of people shop for the very first time online during this time of season. Do not expect them to understand, well, if you ordered it and you wanted it. No, you can't do that because it's holiday time. You know, maybe you've got a return policy of 7 days or 14 days. That doesn't work right now because I'm buying this weekend to give it away on December 25th. It's over a month away. So you don't want to shoot people away or get them in the mode of not wanting to shop with you during the holiday season because you have such a rigid return policy. You have to make sure at this time that people are going to have mistakes. Things are not going to fit, and they're not going to know that until they give that gift to that person and they try it on. So it's way past the holiday season of December 25th. You've got to give them time to try the thing on, to open the package. So be prepared for that kind of stuff. You're going to have some of that, you know, returns. It's just it's part of the holiday drama, okay? Another thing, if you're on these other platforms, just be ready. You know, these people, like I said, they're brand new to this game, and sometimes they're going to bang you with bad feedback. Be prepared for that feedback. Make sure you're able to, you know, submit your response to them in a very nice manner. Understand that it's their first time ever using one of those platforms, you know, and a lot of times they will be very, very amicable about resolving whatever issue it is. But just make sure that you, as the expert here, have the patience to deal with the newbies because that's coming this holiday season, and it always does. All right? Be sure that your site says trust me. If you got your trust symbols, you know, and I, you know, put them at the top. Don't put them all at the top. There's nothing I hate to see more than we accept all of these people, and PayPal said we're the greatest, and, you know, Visa said so-and-so, such, and we got, you know, I don't want to see all your trust symbols at the top. But make sure that they are prominently displayed, you know, one or two of them at the top, and then the rest of them can be where they normally are in the footer, okay? So put some of the trust me symbols at the top. Make them want to buy from you because that's the one thing that newbies are concerned about is trusting you. So put those near the top where they can see it, all right? We say send emails out with recommendations for some of the holiday products because what? Hey, you guys, you're the expert. You know what the best thing is for people to give to a teenager. You know, make the recommendations because a lot of times they're looking for somebody to tell them what to buy. I got people I don't know what to buy for. If I go to your website, I want to see some recommendations when I'm just browsing around. So then it's like, oh, that's a great idea. I'll do that. Take the time right now to be the expert that you are and put those kind of recommendations in your website. So I'm saying make your suggestions. And then, of course, you know, there's nothing worse than running out of the thing you need the most, the thing you sold the most. Do that predictive inventory. Start right now looking back at last year's numbers so that you can make sure you have enough stock for this year. And then also, of course, that you don't overstock on different products. So you can really go back and look at last year to get some of that good information. All right, shipping and delivery best practices. Just listen, guys. I don't care how great your website looks. I don't care how friendly your customer service person is. I don't care about any of those things. The one thing I do care about is that when they open that box, that is the summation of the entire shopping experience with you. Keep that in mind, all right? It's great that you have a pretty website. It's great that you have all of these bells and whistles, but if I open that box and my product is out of sorts, it's been squished, it doesn't have, it's wrapped in newspaper and I got it all over my fingers, all of those things are reflections. And not only just reflections, it's the final reflection on doing business with you. So make sure that that experience is as good as it can be. Make sure also that you put something in the box for them saying thank you and giving them a discount so that they will come back. We have found over the years that the most converting and the best money for ROI has always been the coupon inside the package. Put a coupon in there, all right? If you've got, you know, the ability to put your return policy inside the box, go ahead and do that. It makes it a lot easier for them. You can just tell, and you don't have to do this all year long. I understand there's cost to that and all that, but I'm saying if you are really focusing in on the experience during the holiday season, throw in a little something in there that tells them here's the best way to get returns done. It does two things. It gives them a good experience, but what it actually does is it makes them do it the way you need it to be done, and that's way more important because you're going to have more returns anyway this time of the year. If you make sure that they do it exactly the way you want it done, make sure to, something that we tell them is make sure that you put the item number inside the package with the return, because a lot of people don't do that. They just send it back and expect me to look it up. No, if they just put the product name in there, the person that they, you know, the name that of the person that bought it, and the item ID number or the order ID number inside the package, it makes the process go so much faster, okay? Link to your shipping page from your confirmation page. Absolutely, when you get your confirmation, make sure somewhere on there it has a link to where they can go and look up their package so that they know here's the link for my package tracking, all right? Consider express options. There's some really big money that can be made that last week of Christmas, really big money, because everybody doesn't do overnight and second day. If you can do that, if your organization handles that, you can really make money that you didn't think you were going to be able to make before, all right? So think about that. Use insurance to protect against loss and damage, absolutely. And what did it say? Avoid identifying package contents. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I know that's you know, obvious. But if you put big diamond engagement ring on the front of the package, and then you'd be like, well, somebody stole it off the front steps. Yes. Guess what, guys? I don't care how many times we complain, UPS and FedEx will leave your package on the front porch unless you tell them, you know, it needs a delivery confirmation signature. So if you're not requiring those kind of things, be very careful of what you describe the product as inside of the package, okay? And I mean anything that says jewelry is not good because people know, hey, people are always getting jewelry delivered, all right? 5 tips for holiday fulfillment. Prepare for the increase. What I mean by that is if you need to get more people inside, get more people inside. I've been there, if I need to go out on the shipping floor, I'll go out on the shipping floor and I'll pull the products with the guys, you know? So definitely do that. Any ways that you can streamline the process, go for it. Get you some extra labels and packing material now. I have had it happen where we wanted the specific labels that we always use, and 2 weeks before Christmas, they run out. And that why they run out? Because everybody's ordering those labels. Go ahead and order some extra labels right now because you know everybody's going to need them. And like I said before, you know, the express delivery, and if you need to, get more L's inside of your North Pole packing system, okay? So that people are there when you need them. And I think this is going to be a really, really killer holiday season. I really do. I think we're going to see increases that we haven't seen in probably the last 3 or 4 or 5 years. I think this is really going to be the tipping point I really believe that for online sales. So get ready, all right? How you want to deal with discounts. Now, you know, one of the things is I want you to think about actually giving people a real heartfelt kind of discount, because we get flooded during this time of the year with all kind of discounts and coupons and doorbusters and all that stuff. If you want to stand out from the crowd, don't do what the crowd's doing. Think about a really deeper way to connect with your customer with a seasonal discount or an event. You know, just think about it. I can't tell you exactly what to do because we all have different businesses, but I want you to just try to think out of the box what we can do that's going to not just be, oh, doorbuster special, 20% off. Yeah, boring. I got 150,000 of those. What can I do that's a little bit different for that day? All right? Another thing, too, is remember, we have a 24-hour day, so we're not worried about doing things, you know, at doorbuster time. We don't have to do that. We can do after dinner fat belly times. You know what I mean? Like, you're fat, you just got through eating, here's a special for you. You know, those kind of things. Just try to, you know, think about some cool things. Remember some of the special dates that are coming up? We've got Small Business Saturday. We've got Cyber Monday. We've got Green Monday. We've got Free Shipping Day. I don't know. There's all kind of little things that people have created or businesses have created as mini holidays so that you can create some promotion around those dates. So start thinking also about those alternative, I wouldn't call them holidays, but special deal days that go on between now and Christmas. And the funny thing is that, you know, I've noticed that has happened is, you know, we started out with, you know, Black Friday, and it seems like Black Friday is turning into Black Thursday, and probably next year it'll start with Black Wednesday, and then we got Black Week, and it's just, you know, we got Black History Month. Oh, no, wait, that's a different thing. No, but seriously, okay, anyway, but the deal is that it seems like they are moving the holiday forward every year. Why are they doing that? Because we all know that this holiday, I remember when I was a kid, man, you would never see a Christmas commercial before Thanksgiving. It was just unthinkable. But I'm in Starbucks the other day, and they're playing Perry Como. I'm like, dude, why are you playing that this early? We haven't even had turkey yet. You know, what's happening is that the actual season is being expanded, and they're expanding the season simply because, why? Because we're trying to get more money in a slower economy, and that's changing everything. It's changing our culture in ways we don't necessarily understand, but this will be the game probably forever. Now Christmas starts in terms of business in early November as opposed to late November. So get ready, all right? Decorate your store. I think that's a great idea. You know, if you've got the ability to give your store a facelift, go for it. But there's nothing worse, guys, than having Christmas lights up in the springtime. Please remove that thing. By the end of, you know, January 2nd, make sure you take down all of your Christmas decorations on your store. It just kind of looks tacky. That's my personal pet peeve. Please take it down, all right? If you're on Facebook, you got a Facebook page, think about giving that a holiday revamp. I mean, it's so easy to do, to change your, you know, splash screen at the top of your Facebook page for business. Go for it. Do that, man. Dress up your descriptions inside of the store, inside of your Facebook page. Start putting out, you know, really cool holiday pictures. You know, people love pictures, especially on your Facebook page. So start putting up some holiday stuff, you know, whether it just be cookies and here's a recipe with a great picture of some cookies. That's going to get people really engaged in your fan page. So think about doing that, or business page, business timeline. I don't know what they call them these days. I mean, it's changing so much. But on your Facebook page, do that, all right? And that's one of the tips and recipes, because it's Christmas time. So you get you have the ability to really just go all in on something that is very, very generic almost, but that will get people engaged in your brand for this holiday season, all right? All right, let's see what we got next. Oh, deck out your PPC. I think we kind of talked about that. We kind of covered that. But since you have the ability to make different titles for your pay-per-clicks, think about doing that A/B test. Make sure you have things that are testing things that are relevant to the day or the week before holidays, because each week has some kind of day in it where there is an opportunity for you to make a specific promotion around that day. Free shipping. You know what? I don't have this slide here. I wish I should have brought this. But what you can do is this. You can go to Google Trends. If you don't know what that is, just type in trends. Don't do it now because I'm talking. So no, I'm teasing. But, I mean, just type in trends, T-R-E-N-D-S, .google.com, right? And what that does is that shows you how many people search for things. It's got a graph, and it'll show you when people search for things. If you put in free shipping right now in Google Trends, you will see over the years how that one key term spikes for these weeks during Christmas. So even if you've never attempted to do a free shipping promotion before, I believe that just during the holiday season, when people are looking for that keyword term, it is a great time to test some free shipping. And I'm not talking about site-wide. I'm talking about maybe you might have some items that you might want to put on for free shipping, or you might want to do a free shipping over a different amount. Give it a try, okay? You'll be surprised at how much traffic that one keyword term actually garners you during this time of the year. All right, I'm going to move fast now because we're ready. I'm going to blow your hair back. All right, bloggers, don't forget about bloggers. I mean, if you're in an industry that has a lot of different bloggers around those products and those topics, don't forget about those guys. They're great, great ways to market using bloggers and getting in good relationships with people that are bloggers in your industry. Don't forget those guys, man. I mean, they're always looking for good things to write about and good offers for their readers. Well, if you can come through and give them some kind of, you know, incentive, they'll write about you, and they'll definitely pass on great savings to their readers if you got a good offer, all right? So that's what you want to do on that. Promotion. We always talk about it. The problem is that the day after Christmas, most people stop promoting. Wrong idea. People buy way past Christmas. Matter of fact, the products we sell to young people, very young people. And you know what young people get on Christmas Day? Money. So we respond by making sure that, okay, like Christmas is over, you got some cash, you want to spend it here. Think about that. People take their items back that they hated, they get money, and then they buy what they really want. So Christmas goes way past the holidays, all right? And then I've got the holiday lights there. I knew I had it there somewhere. You know, don't put the holiday lights up past the Christmas season. But promote past the Christmas season, because in January is when we see, honestly, the best bump for the Christmas season, because, like I said, we spend we know our customer base, and they spend the money that they actually get on the holiday way after the holiday. So think about that. If that is something you can do and take advantage of, go for it. All right? The day after Christmas, you shouldn't be taking off. I don't take off. You know what we do the day after Christmas? The day after Christmas, as long as it ain't on the weekend, is we're sitting back and we're getting ready for 2013. And the best way to do that is to start thinking, at least that week after Christmas, take some time, one of those days, and say, here's what worked, here's what didn't work, all right? Here's when it actually started, people started buying from us, so we know in 2013 how many days we need to count back so that we can get our promotion started at the right time. Take a minute the week after Christmas and really evaluate your holiday, make your notes while they're nice and fresh, and put them in a folder or a file for next year. And then when next year rolls around, because to trying to figure out in August what happened in December of the year before, it's not as fresh. So I think it's a great time to review your season and make those notes for 2013's holiday, all right? That's what you want to do after Christmas. Okay, Black Friday, we talked about. These are the events you want to be looking for. Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Green Monday, Business Saturday, Free Shipping Day, and I got Small Business Saturday twice. I don't think there's two of those. There's only one of those. And then, of course, you know, Hanukkah and Kwanzaa. So think about those for gift items, too. I don't see as many people actually creating content for those who actually participate in those holidays. Think about that. That is a win-win for you, especially if you're doing something during the – look at when Kwanzaa is. Kwanzaa is the week after Christmas. That's when those buyers are actually looking for their gifts. So think about that, man. The holiday season is a long season, and it has many different facets. And we're retailers, and as a retailer, we are looking for opportunity. And those kind of days, Hanukkah and Kwanzaa, are more opportunities that sometimes if you speak to them directly, especially in the PPC like we were saying, if you speak to those kind of days directly, people are going to start seeing your ads pop up when they're doing their search around those dates, okay? Cool. 12 tips for the holidays. I got 12 little tips, and I was going to sing them like the 12 Days of Christmas thing, but I can't sing, and the type is too small, and I can't really see them. So anyway, number one, be a ninja. This is kind of just going back and recapping what we talked about. Check out the competition. Leverage UGC. We were talking about how we can make our platform and our stuff look, you wanted people to buy from you. The best way to get them to buy from you is tell them what other people said about you. It's one thing for you to say, hey, we got the greatest thing, so, so, such, such, such. But it's a whole nother thing when your customer said, hey, they've got the best, blah, 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 blah. So use user-generated content. Leverage that kind of stuff. Feedback, videos of people using your product, things like that, testimonials. Start leveraging those during the holiday season to get more sales, okay? Remember, you are the expert, so make the call. Tell them what to buy. Here's some of the things that are really great during the Christmas time. Give them that kind of information. Optimize for both browsers and power shoppers. What do I mean about a power shopper? Well, we know what browsers are. Browsers are those people that just don't know what they're looking for, and they're just, you know, going around the site. But power shoppers are people that are not doing that. So these are the people that might actually land on your product based on a search, and they get to your product page. Make sure your product page is well in for well designed for converting without all of the pre-stuff that they might see beforehand on a landing page or a category page. You know, don't think about your website sometimes and the pages of your landing page as being the end of the process. The landing page can often be and is becoming more and more and more the beginning of the process, the beginning of them being introduced to your company. So that's what I mean about a power shopper. They're landing right on that page, and they're ready to buy. So make sure that you are optimized for that power shopper as well, all right? Prepare your fulfillment center. Get ready for the increase. Here's a great thing, guys. I know we are so into this social media thing because we want to get people to follow us. We want them to be our fans. We need to find new customers. I really believe the biggest payoff of social media is to deal with the people that are already our customers. So make sure we're talking to those people that have already fanned us, you know, all year long. Let's try to get those people that have been on the fence about our stuff. Let's get them who are already a fan, you know, get them something. Give them some enticement to buy from us today. All right? So use your social channels to talk to those followers to get them enticed for something right now. All right? Optimize the SEO for things that you know that are going to move fast. All right? We knew last year that that blue thing sold so many times. We have to make sure that our SEO is really up to date for that blue widget because that sold last year. You know, think about those kind of things. And, again, when we're at the end of the season, a week after Christmas, and we're talking about what we're going to do, make sure you make notes about what we're going to optimize for SEO during this time of year based on what sold fast last year. All right? Reward your loyal customers with specials. I don't understand the notion of the phone companies and the cable companies where they always want to give somebody something for free if you come over. But I've been on your stupid platform for 20 years. I get nothing. Don't be that kind of guy, man. Give those people that bought huge amounts from you and come back and shop with you all the time, make sure you take care of them during the Christmas season. Give them an extra special bonus. Make them feel, you know, the love. Give them some love at Christmas time because those are our loyal customers, so we want to make sure they feel special. Make them feel special, all right? If you got dead social media pages, either get rid of them or update them. All right, if you haven't been out, it's like I opened a Twitter page in 1986. It's like, no, you couldn't do that. But you know what I mean? If you haven't been back to your Twitter page, you need to get on it right now. Get on it right now and start engaging those people that follow you all over again. But there's nothing worse than a dead social media page. So it speaks bad. Realize that when somebody's looking up and trying to think about whether to buy from you and they may not know your company or your organization, they're going to Google that name. And if they come to that Google page and they see that you got a Facebook page that you opened in 1983, you know, and ain't been back since, it's not really saying, hey, I want to make sure I'm engaged with these people because it looks like you're kind of like dead and not active. So that's why I say if it's there and you haven't used it in a while, either take it down or start engaging once again, all right? We talked about reviewing last year's data for traffic and sales so you know what are the peak times. You'll know that based on last year's data. You can at least predict when that's going to be, all right? Stuff that box. Put something in that box. You don't have to overdo it, but put something in there. It will change everything. You'll thank me for that one. You will. I guarantee you'll be like, wow, I can't believe I never put a coupon in this box before. All right? And review all of the things that happen over the season at the end of the season. So those are your 12 tips, and I hope you got something out of it. I can't hear your applause or your jeers, but, hey, I'm hoping you enjoyed that. I mean, I know I talk fast. But I appreciate your time. My name is John Lawson. You can find me at ColderIce, ColderIce.com, or you can just Google me, honey. You'll find me, ColderIce, one word, no spaces. I'd love to hear from you, and go over and check out the blog at ColderIce.com. I am done. Thank you so much, guys.
Great. Excellent. Thank you so much, John. Great energetic presentation. Really appreciated it. Plus a lot of good tips in it. And you actually are getting some virtual applause from our listeners. They're clapping if you see the questions. But anyway, we do have some questions, and I'm going to start with them. And then, you know, I just want to make sure that folks know that we have about probably around 15 or 12 minutes for questions. So we'd love to get them. So. One of our listeners was interested. This was back when you were talking about the discounts, the seasonal discounts. Could you kind of give the listener some examples of like a special discount that would work for the holidays? Is there something specific you can point to?
Easy one is if you are talking about free shipping or, you know, shipping over $25. You know, something like that, people jump on automatically. Or a BOGO offer, buy one, get one free, or buy one, get one half price. Those always work. People, you know what, people love the word free, and I don't know what it is about that word, but it's a magic word. And if you can find some way to use that, and that can be free returns, free. I don't care what it is. They just love that word free. So think about how you can use that word in something.
Okay, great. Excellent. Another question is, we talked about discounts, so I figured this would be a good time to ask this one. How can our listeners compete with, like, the major retailers when it comes to offering discounts? I mean, do you have to
–
just kind of walk me through that a little bit.
You know what? You can't compete with a major retailer. You're just, you know, guys, listen, let me just tell you this, all right? If you're in Little League football, you can never play the NFL team, never, okay? And so what you want to do is be the king of your own pond, all right? So make sure that you understand who you are, who your customer is, and work and optimize from that level as opposed to trying to play NFL level. You're just not going to do that, and it'll confuse everything. When people come to you, they're not expecting a Macy's experience. They're expecting a smaller retailer experience and compete from that kind of level.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That'll make it different. That's how you compete with the big guys, by being the best small guy.
Great. Excellent. Let's see. What about more on sort of discounts here, but is it better to give a store-wide percent off of everything or list specific discounts on several different items?
You know what? That's a good question. That's a great question. I think it changes with each individual store, and I would literally say that's something you want to test. You know, I'm not a believe. Look, guys, if you walk into the store and every rack has a red sign that says special, you know you're in Walmart. It's like, no, I'm teasing. But the problem is that when you see that, it's not special anymore. So you can't really highlight that. Now, if you do a store-wide special for a day, that makes it special. But if you do it through the holiday season, it doesn't feel that special. So, you know what? And another thing is, like I was telling people about the offering free shipping, another thing you can do if you don't want to do that, you can offer an upgraded shipping. So maybe normally our shipping is $3.95, but we're going to upgrade it free today to first class or a priority shipping. That's another way to do a free shipping offer without it really being free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that was actually going to be one of the questions. You know, should I offer free shipping? It seems to me like everyone offers it. It's just a matter of how you sort of do your accounting, you know, on the back end.
Yeah, because you know what? I tell everybody this, that I went just a few months ago to the USPS. I walked up to the counter and asked them about this free shipping thing, and they did not know what I was talking about. There's no such thing as free shipping. We know that as retailers. We get it.
Right.
But customers
right.
just like that word and like that feel.
Okay, great. Let's see. One of the listeners was a little bit wanted for you to delve a little bit more into, like, you mentioned Google Trends at one point in your presentation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He wanted you to kind of explain that a little bit more. That might be good for the listeners.
Yeah. Okay. So basically is that what Google does is Google knows every time somebody searches for a keyword term. All right? And so they've put together this thing called Trends, and it's TRENDS. .google.com. You put that in there, and then it looks like a Google window similar, but it says trends on it. And then you type in the word that you're looking for. So what I've told you guys to do is to try the word free space shipping, free shipping. You put that in there, and it'll give you a graph that shows you over time when people ask or when people look for any keyword term. And it's great for when you're dealing with it. I sell shoelaces, all right, and I'll give you an example how I've used this in the past, is that we sell shoelaces. But where I came from when I was a kid, we used to call them shoestrings. And we were putting together the ad for this, and I was like, well, should I call them shoestrings or shoelaces? And I put those two terms in Google Trend, and I realized that more people shop for the word shoelaces than they do for shoestrings. So that answered that question for me. And you can use that kind of tool, Google Trends, to find out what people are searching for and when they search for.
Great. That's helpful. I've heard of that, but I didn't really know exactly how it works, so that's helpful to me actually as well.
Cool.
speaking of, excuse me, Oh, interesting. Results are coming in here through these questions. I guess the listener searched on the trends for free shipping and didn't offer any results.
Oh, really? Well, I'll say, I'm going to test this one. Let's see what's going on with Google Trends. It really should. I mean, it really should. Let me see. Trendsgoogle.com. It's only going to take me a second, guys. I'm typing it in. I'm typing in F-R-E-E space S-H-I-P-P-I-N-G. And let's see what we get. Okay, tell them your computer's broken. So make sure you put it in. It's two words because I'm seeing it right now, and it's huge. It's amazing. It's amazing. But what you'll see is that there's like this flat line, then there's this huge spike, and flat line spike, and it's getting bigger and bigger every year. And that's just showing you how people are actually looking for that term. So give it a try again. You know, like I said, or you know what? Actually, here's what you do. You can say google.com/trends also, and it'll go there too. Maybe that was it too.
Okay. A couple more questions around search. One is, how much does a typical like search or keyword campaign cost?
You know what? If you're asking me that question, then I want to tell you to step back and wait till next year. And really what it is the problem with these kind of key, you can actually burn money up because these are cost per click items, CPC.
Mm-hmm.
And that means if you say, well, we start a campaign and we did it at a nickel, that means every time somebody clicks on that, it's going to cost you 5 cents. Well, I mean, if you use one of these crazy words that have a whole lot of traffic on it, those words can be $2, $3, $4, $5. And every time somebody just clicks on it, whether they buy it or not, you're going to end up spending that money. So really when it comes to that kind of thing, PPC, you want to definitely wait until you have a better understanding. You have somebody on your team maybe that knows what they're doing because you have to watch that very closely or you can burn a lot of cash through there. So it's really something that if you're interested in, start looking at some of the, go through the Google pay-per-click training on Google.com or go to YouTube and start watching some videos on it and immerse yourself in the understanding of the discipline that is required to make this actually work before you jump in because this is real money and it can go very fast if not done properly.
Mm-hmm. I think that's true. You know, you don't. It seems like it's not that much because it's only like pennies per whatever. But when you start to add up, yeah.
Man, I'm just saying. I've had like $500 in nickels go out of that like over no time.
Right. So, in terms of another question around search, should pay-per-click campaigns feature ads for specific items, as well as ads promoting like a store, or sort of back to that whole, item or store?
You know, I really think people are not looking at stores like they used to. It's not about the store anymore. It's about the item experience today. You know, that's why I'm saying people will do their searching for what they're buying on Google, and then they'll find what they're looking for, and they'll click on it, and it'll end up on your landing page.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is really the nature now of Google shopping. Or the Google shopper. And when I say that, not just people that shop on Google, but that I think we've created a whole new shopping experience based on the fact that we've had this Google. And it's changed the way people experience. People don't really say, well, I'm looking for a boutique that sells, incense, and then they go and they just browse through. No, it's like, look, I want something that smells like grape. I want grape incense, and they'll put that in. And they'll end up at your site. So if you're doing the advertising, I think the advertising on the item probably will get you and yield you better results than the advertising on the store. Having said that, I really make some of the best money in terms of ROI going out on my store name. So and I think that's one of the things you should have on your cost per click is your actual store name, because when people are going to Google and looking for your store, your ad should show up so they know that that's you and they go right there to that ad, and it's usually very cheap. But when they're looking for that expressive store, you know, third power outlet, when they're looking for that store, I know they're looking for me. They're already ready to buy, and they trust that, and that conversion number is way higher than any of the other conversion numbers.
Definitely. We actually have time for one more question, and I'm actually going to ask it, and that is, you know, you mentioned Google Shopping briefly just then. Maybe you can just tell the listeners a little bit about what's going on with Google Shopping. I think there's some confusion out there with, you know, it's been changed recently to having these PLAs, and, you know, I don't know. Are you familiar enough with that you could talk about that?
Yeah, can I curse? But literally, it is a complete cluster you-know-what right now.
Yeah.
You know, and it's become, again, one of those things where we got to watch it because it'll burn our money now, you know. So I'm not really very happy with what's going on, and I don't think most retailers are very happy, and I think Google is going to have to massage this a little bit better so that the results are what they are supposed to be, because it's not looking very good for a lot of us as retailers, both large and small. So it's just if you're frustrated, trust me, everybody else is too.
So it's just there's just confusion about how it works and what you're getting for it and whether or not you.
I mean, it's pretty cut and dry. Look, you pay, we'll put you in, right?
Right.
The problem is that we're still paying to get put in, but now you got to make sure you're first. You got to make sure all of the things are in order to be there, you know. And that's where the confusion is coming in because it's like, well, how I know how to pay you, but I don't know how you're displaying me. And that's something we've got to get back from Google. They've got to come back to us and make it right.
Right, right, right. Interesting. Well, somebody out there is listening to this.
I hope so, man. Because we loved it when it was frugal. Can you bring that back? You
know? Anyway, okay. Well, I think that's about all we have time for. So, on behalf of Dymo and Disha and Retail Online Integration, I want to thank you all for attending today's webinar, and I also want to thank John Lawson for such a great, entertaining, and educational presentation. Be sure to check out our webinar page to get information on all of our archived and upcoming webinars. And if you could also just take a moment to fill out the brief feedback survey that will appear on your screen next, we would be grateful. Your feedback is very important, and it helps us influence the webinars we bring to you in the future. So with that, I hope to see you at the next Retail Online Integration webinar. Bye-bye, everybody.